Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were reading of the two instances where Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala had brought the dead back to life in this world already. And that was all to build our yaqeen that the life of the Akhirat is a reality. They want more than what this worldly life is. The life of the Akhirat is a much more greater reality. However, there are great benefits from there, as some of them we had discussed previously. Here, one other very important point that is mentioned by the Mufassirin is that there were various times which are mentioned in the Quran Sharif when Allah Ta'ala had brought the dead back to life in this world already. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the people objected also, then Allah had given them death and He brought them back to life also. And not far away, we read of the instance where there was a pandemic and the people, in tens of thousands of people, left their areas where they were living to save themselves from the pandemic, and they went into an open area. And there Allah gave them all death. And after that brought them back to life again. And many other instances also which are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And this is all for us to understand that Allah's Qudrat is above everything. Time to come back to life is in the Akhirat. But for various reasons at various places and times, Allah had brought the people in this world after giving them actual death. Allah brought them back to life also. And this is the way that we should believe, the way of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. We find that there were other people who were big ulama also of their time, but they opposed this view. And by that, they opposed the Quran Sharif, the basic teachings of the Quran Sharif, which results of a person leaving the fold of Islam when he does not follow the Quran Sharif. So this is not anything new, that even big ulama come with new things in our deen. This is a thing that has been carried on all along. In fact, one Sahabi told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ittaqi zillatil alim, fear the mistake and the faltering of an alim. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, what is that? He says, an alim makes a mistake and then the people start following him. He realizes his mistake, he corrects himself, and he makes tawbah also. But the people who have followed him all along, and now also everyone is not aware that he has corrected himself, people are still following him and he is responsible for all those actions. Similarly, great ulama have written that ittaqi shaz min al-qawl. Be very careful to give different opinions from the mainstream of the mufassirin, of the ulama, of the Quran and Hadith. There are many times when big ulama were right in all the other things, but they took out one different thing and because of that they lost it all. So we have to be very careful about that. So that is one great lesson that we learn from here. And for us as ordinary people, that we must have full yaqeen on the Qudrat of Allah. And if Allah wants to, He can bring the dead back to life in this world. The instance of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam bringing the dead back to life is also well known, and it is in the Quran Sharif. And Qadiani, we also claim to be the promised Messiah. And then they asked him to show the miracles of Isa alayhi salam. He could not show them. Then he also went to the other extent of denying what the Quran said about Isa alayhi salam, that Isa alayhi salam brought the dead back to life. Because he couldn't do it, he denied Isa alayhi salam's miracles also. So this is what happens when a person wants name, fame, popularity, and he is not eligible for it, he is not fit for it, then he uses dubious ways to try and still acquire it. He still wants his name and fame, and he will try and get it in other wrong ways. So all this we have to be very careful. A person, especially an alim, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that kullukum halikun, all of you will be destroyed, illa al-alimun, but only the alims. والعالمون عالمون إلا المخلصون. And the alims will also all be destroyed, but those who are sincere. And those who are sincere are على خطر عظيم. They are on a very, very thin edge. They can slip any time. Your ikhlas, your sincerity, and easily a person will do start doing things for name and fame, for the popularity amongst people, for money. How the Bani Israel, the ulama, is famous. They sold their deen for petty gains of this dunya. So a person falls prey to that. So we as the ordinary people, we should always make dua that Allah guide us to the right. More than what we are worried, we are today, all of us practically, from the social media it appears, we are all worried of the condition of the ulama. They are fighting among themselves, who is right, who is wrong. But it seems that we have forgotten ourselves. Am I right or wrong? Am I on the right side or the wrong side? And what will happen to me in my qabr when I will go? If I have lost my iman and I go to the qabr, what will happen to me permanently in the qabr as long as I will be there on the day of Qiyamah? And may Allah save us. If a person has to be permanently in Jahannam, what will be the condition of that person? So we should be very, very careful that we are on this dunya where we are on a where Allah has put us to test. These are very, very severe and hard tests to see that we are correct. Every person, those people who will go to Jahannam, because of their gunas, there will be plenty of Muslims who will go to Jahannam. But those people who had even once in their lifetime, they said, La ilaha illallah. But the big, big condition is they did not associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam will come himself with the people of Jannah into the doorkeeper of Jahannam and ask permission to enter. The doorkeeper of Jahannam will also be surprised. Allah's Nabi is here, and with a big entourage of the people of Jannah, they say, I've come to intercede for those people who read once in their lifetime, La ilaha illallah. But the condition is that they did not associate partners with Allah. So we have to be very careful of all the things that we do where we lose our iman and where even La ilaha illallah does not benefit a person. It comes clearly in the hadith that La ilaha illallah benefits a person until its rights are fulfilled. In one hadith it is that until Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar is done, the right is commanded and the evil is forbidden. And how many of us do that? Even in our families, in our communities as ulama, even with our students, who of us command the right and forbid the wrong? Hardly anyone. Even in our families, we don't do that. And in another hadith it comes that when people stop fulfilling the commands of Allah, then in spite of reading La ilaha illallah, it does not benefit them anymore. So we have to, it's not an easy matter, it's a long journey, and it is a very, very difficult and hard journey. And we have to be very careful, the most is of our iman. And to protect our iman is not difficult. Allah did not make it difficult. If we read our 10 ayats of Surah Kahf, every first 10 ayats in the morning, last 10 ayats at night, the whole surah on a Friday, and those who can read every day, what to say? Iman will be protected. If we read all our nafal in namazes, and do our nafal ibadat, our iman will bring it back into the center, right into the core, the very protective place, and our iman will be protected. But when we ourselves are not making our nafal ibadat, so we have exposed our iman right open to shaitan, that he can take and grab hold of it at any time. And he is so eager to grab and take away our iman. That's his mission of his life, to rob us of our iman. And we voluntarily from our own side have exposed our iman. A person has a great valuable jewel, diamond, gold, and instead of keeping it in the safe, he leaves it outside on the pavement. And how can it be protected? And then we are crying all the time that a person will be in the morning a mu'min, by the night he'll have lost his iman. At night he'll be a mu'min, by the morning he'll have lost his iman. We ourselves are doing it. We are exposing our iman like this, more than what gold and diamond and jewelry is valuable, more beautiful, and the shine of it is our iman. And our worst enemy, Shaitan, is always keen to rob us of it. And we have exposed it to him. Can anyone be more stupid than that, that we expose our iman and leave it there for him just to pick up? No effort whatsoever. We haven't got anything that will even just be a barrier, a person, something that will just deter them. That also we haven't done. We have exposed it completely. So we have great lessons from the Quran Sharif we learn, where the direct lessons they are for us to learn, the many indirect lessons also, very great lessons. And Allah reward our great ulama who have explained all this to us and give it to us ready in a plate. And there again, we have got this other disease that we want to reinvent the wheel. We want to become authorities on Islam, and we want to take out the laws of Islam. They are there ready for us. For us it's just to make amal. But we don't want to make amal, then we find that one hadith is weak. Another hadith is fabricated. This, we find this excuse or another excuse just because we don't want to make amal. Otherwise, those who want to make amal, deen is ready for them. Taraktukum alal bayda. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I left you on a very, very clear, distinct path. You can't get lost on that path at all. It is just if we make amal. May Allah give us that tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.